This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2551. I'm your host, Jeff Hoffman of 8 Game Player, and welcome. Well, got a fun week ahead of me. I'll tell you more about it later in the week, but I'll just simply say I've got a show today. It shouldn't be necessary, but unfortunately for a lot of you it is. And it's the reminder about looking the part when you're interviewing, when you're networking, when you're doing anything that's going to give you exposure, you need to look the part. Hope you find this helpful and give the show a great review wherever you watch it or listen to it. After all, you know, I've been on air for more than 12 years. No show is even close to this in terms of episodes or numbers of episodes. And part of the reason is people like you who listen to it or watch it, share it with others on LinkedIn and elsewhere. It does help them. It helps the show with its demographics. And we'll be back in just one moment.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter, starting from my time doing recruiting where I would hunt down leaders and staff for organizations. And now I help people with no BS career advice that allows them to elevate their game. And it's looking at your career as a totality. So if you're in leadership, it's not just simply with job search, but with hiring more effectively, managing and leading better. If you want help with a career transition or a workplace issue, I provide that. And if you're at a staff level, I can do something at your level too. Here I want to talk with you about looking the part. Because when you're interviewing for an organization, or you're in meetings within an organization, there's an expectation that you're going to look well by that firm's standard. Now, what does that mean? Now, I'm not going to talk to the women. Women generally have this concept down. They always try to present well. But men have gotten lazy and sloppy as they've come to corporate casual. For women, it's more about the shoes than anything. They've stopped accessorizing. And you know, I want to remind you, it's about presenting, you know, beautifully, and that's for the men as well, presenting beautifully, world-class for the role that you're going for. Now, if you're in the C-suite and you're interviewing for a role there, you can't wear off-the-rack stuff in a cheap tie. You'll look like a bum. If you're on a staff level, you might be able to do that, but as you get more senior, it's more important to dress the part. Now, if you're on camera, you want to look well from here up, and it doesn't necessarily mean the suit, because I don't think there's an expectation of the business suit online. But remember, if you're in online meetings, you have to present extremely well. You have to be put together from here up. And if you're on camera, just be aware of the things that distract. So it's not just simply you, but what's behind you that becomes important. Again, looking the part, whether you're in a meeting with your firm online or in person, whether you're in an interview for a C-suite role or at a staff level, it makes a difference in how people think of you. And for guys, that's the tie as well, because people in leadership, they notice this stuff. For those of you who are at a staff level, you know, when you dress too far down, people notice this stuff. And it's not that they feel disrespected, but they're not impressed. you always have to recognize that your personal branding involves the impressions that you create with people that will impact your success in a subtle way for years to come. And in the U.S., many of you have lost this quality, so you're not as crisp in your physical presentation as you have been in the past. So step up your game, be great. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton more on the blog that can help you. Plus, if you want to evaluate me for coaching, you can schedule time for a free discovery call. Or if you're interested in paid coaching with me, which means we're going right for it, you can schedule time with me there as well. Also, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's just a lot more to help. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.